I'm Rob Ryan with Doing Good in Our Neighborhood, where we feature organizations, individuals, businesses, and groups that do good for others. I'm talking to Deputy Chief Matt Grave of the Wilmer Fire Department about, well, what does it take to become a firefighter?
Well, Rob, it is kind of a lengthy process, but it does take some dedication. What we look at for our new hires as they come in, we call them rookies or probational firefighters. Once they're hired, they're brought right into our training schedule, but we also put them into what we call a Firefighter 1, Firefighter 2 course, which normally is offered through Ridgewater here in town. And that requires another evening of their time besides our normal drill night to learn all the basic firefighter things, and that's a state certification that they test to.
Let's back up a little bit. Before they're hired, what do they do to get hired before the training even starts?
As we get applicants, we'll do a set schedule. We'll invite all of our applicants in, and we start out with a written test. It's a 25-question multiple-choice test, very much general knowledge and basic problem-solving. So people don't have to be concerned that, well, I don't know anything about firefighting. I can't take a test on that. So we go through that test. Those that pass with a 70% are then invited back for a formal interview with a panel of our officers and firefighters. And they are also invited to our physical agility test day, where we run them through just some basic physical agility, dragging a hose, carrying a fire extinguisher, climbing a ladder, swinging an axe, basic things like that. Those that pass through that are rated, then we will offer conditional offers based on a physical at the clinic, where they go through some back strength and flexibility and normal physical things that you would go through on a normal physical.
Your physical ability might be an obstacle to becoming a firefighter. Are there some other obstacles that you've run into over the years?
The only other obstacle that comes into play, and it is a requirement of those that work in the public services, is a criminal record, a driving record as well, because we're required to potentially drive fire trucks, so the city wants to make sure that we have clean driving records.
It definitely helps on the insurance side of things, that's for sure, of course.
Yes, it does.
That the citizens are responsible for. This is how essential the fire department is. You've been around since 1879, and you're taking almost a call a day. Is that fairly steady from year to year?
It fluctuates a bit. We've been anywhere from that 310 up to the 388 over the last 5-6 years. No one person is expected to make every call. That's why we have 40 members. So at any given time, we can hopefully draw on 20 to 30 of our members to respond.
Over the years, have you run across misconceptions that us people who are not firefighters believe or think about firefighting?
People ask about just assuming we're volunteers, that we don't get paid. We are considered what's called a paid-on-call fire department. So our members are paid for their time here, whether it's a call, a drill, a meeting, extra trainings, things like that.
Are there any prerequisites to becoming a firefighter? Age, etc.?
Age is 18 years or older, living within 8 minutes normal driving to the fire station, and then high school diploma or GED.
And in closing, what's the first thing? Somebody listening right now, they want to check it out. What's the first thing they should do?
Give us a call down here at the station or stop in. We have paper applications. They can also go on the City of Wilmer website. And under job opportunities, we are always opening up the paid-on-call firefighter position there. If there's any questions out there prior to somebody wanting to apply, they can sure feel free to call us down here during business hours. I'd be happy to talk. I love talking fire.
And that phone number to call?
320-235-1354.
I'm Rob Ryan with Deputy Chief Matt Grave of the Wilmer Fire Department. If you know of an organization, individual, group, business, or others doing good in our neighborhood, let me know by emailing rob@kkln.com. We're here to help the helpers.